This figure depicts a multiple baseline across behaviors design. Here the occurrence of behavior on the y-axis is depicted as a percentage, and then we have sessions along the x-axis. We see a phase line that does something kind of weird in the middle. It goes horizontal, and then it goes down, separating the baseline and treatment of the second behavior. The occurrence of behavior in the top panel depicts biting, and the occurrence of behavior in the bottom panel depicts smearing. So we carry out a baseline for both, and then we stagger the implementation of the intervention for one behavior, and then the other shortly after. The intervention was put in place for biting after session 5, while smearing continued in baseline. At session 9, we put the same intervention in place for smearing. This demonstrates experimental control because we are showing that the intervention is what caused the two target behaviors to change, as the effect was replicated with both behaviors independently of one another. If it was just some spurious correlation, you might not see the same systematic effect that you see when the intervention is put in place across both behaviors. These data give you a lot of evidence suggesting that the intervention is the cause of behavior change. Additionally, multiple baseline designs can actually be used in conjunction with the AB-AB designs, or other types of reversal designs for that matter. In doing this, not only do you have the experimental control from the multiple baseline design, but you also have the additional ability to demonstrate further experimental control over the behavior with an AB-AB design on top of it. Multiple subjects, multiple behaviors, or multiple settings are designs with potential to show powerful experimental control over behavior, especially when behavior involves skill acquisition, as we discussed earlier.